to live those healthy, happy lives and spread it to the rest of the world? What is that information specifically for me? And then how can I actually internalize it so that I can make it a reality?
Welcome to Vitality Evolutions Podcast. Discover life-changing advice and insights from lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition experts on how to achieve a healthy, fit body and a powerful, vibrant mind. Feel stronger and live longer. Are you ready to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit?
Hello and welcome to Vitality Evolution. I'm happy and excited to introduce to you today Angela Anderson. She is the CEO of Mattel Inc. and the creator of the Millionaire Money Code Mastery Program, a savvy, energetic, and inspired expert in business, finance, and subconscious reprogramming. Angela is on a mission to empower motivated individuals to gain financial independence, wealth, and deep transformation. So after 7 years of struggling in her business and barely breaking even and draining her personal finances, Angela finally cracked the code and started consistently earning $10,000 a month while pulling in 80% of profits of her business. Angela's unique style has been described as down-to-earth, shockingly intuitive, precise, and effective on all levels within business, personal life, and spiritual life. And Angela has worked with hundreds of clients from all over the United States, Canada, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. And you can connect with her very easily at millionairemoneychat.com. That's millionairemoneychat.com. And today we'll be talking about leading conscious entrepreneurs into sustainable wealth and personal empowerment, helping them massively scale cash flow and growth. So, Angela, hello, how are you doing?
Hello, Wolf. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today. And if you don't mind, let's jump in. I gave you a little bit of an intro. If you want to tell people a little bit about yourself and maybe some of the things you're passionate about, let's get started there.
Yeah, definitely. So I am really passionate about money, but more than that, it's the financial sovereignty and it's the freedom and the ability that having access to a tool like money gives you in your life. And so what I found is that wealth is not a luxury anymore, it's an absolute necessity. And especially if you're a business owner, you have to be able to not only have access to cash flow, but you have to have reserves and you have to be able to have a surplus so that you can take care of yourself and grow your wealth. So I'm really passionate about leading people to financial sovereignty because what I found, Wolf, is that there's things that we all want in our lives. We want better relationships, we want more money, better health, happiness. And when it comes down to it, right, when we have all of those things, we also want to share it with others and we want to be able to use it to be able to help the world become a better place. And if we don't have access to those resources, and if we're broken inside as human beings or as business owners, then it's difficult for us to be able to live those healthy, happy lives and spread it to the rest of the world.
So then you would say wealth is not really luxury, it's actually a necessity, right?
Absolutely.
And how much control do we really have? I mean, about in regards to our lives, our money, in general, our happiness, how much control do we have?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So the thing is that there are crises that happen all around us in our everyday lives. And then globally, at the time of filming this, we're going through a global crisis right now. And so what happens is it really shows us on one side of the coin how little control we have over things, especially Mother Nature, right? When it spins out of control and things happen. And then at the same time, it causes us to look inwards and say, okay, what's the one thing that we can control? And it's our minds, and then it's what is produced as a result of the environment inside of our minds. So we get to decide then what we're going to do and the actions that we're going to take. And so what I'm really passionate about and what I want to teach people today is what you can do to take more control over your financial destiny so that you don't have to depend on society or the government, or if you're in business, other clients to bring you peace and prosperity.
Right. So what's the process that you use to help your clients?
Yeah. So, and I say this with a lot of love and compassion. The first thing is that we really have to look at what's going on and create awareness around, wait a minute, I'm not where I thought that I would be by now financially, Angela. Wait a minute, my business is just a cash-eating monster, and even though I make money, I put it all back into my business and I don't have anything to take home to the table to my family. So there, what's happening, Wolf, is that there's a lot of things going on that we have just become complacent with, or we think that's the way it is. And when you want to make a change, the first thing we need to do is look around at our lives and really be honest with ourselves with what's not working. And take radical responsibility to how have I contributed to this not working? What have I been doing? What thoughts do I have? What beliefs and perceptions do I have? What actions am I taking, am I not taking? So that's the first thing that I do with my clients, is help them unpack that, because it's all very unique for each person in their own lives. Because once you unpack that and you have that awareness, then you can know what you're going to change. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And then so why is that so powerful? I mean, starting at that point.
Yeah, because the first thing that I notice around us is that we have been living in a reality of information, right? There's all the books have been written, all of the websites are out, there's all, you know, the podcasts are there, the tools and the information is there. But if you wanted to get in the best shape of your life, right, you have all the information and all the plans to be able to do it. So then how come people who say they want to get in the best shape of their lives aren't? So there's a missing link, right? Mm. And so what happens is that once you understand what the missing link is for you, then you can go about and you can start to reverse engineer that and fix it. And it's all very different for each individual, but it originates in our mind and how we were raised, how we were programmed as kids, what we were taught, what we weren't taught, what we witnessed. And so from there, we all have a launching pad on how we see ourselves, how we see the world, and how we go about things. And when you can create that awareness, why that's so powerful is then you can see that the other side is you can make a change. It stands to reason that if you were given a set of beliefs and programs and ways of doing things at one point in your life, that then you can adapt new ones. And so the missing link is, it's not just about gathering the information, it's about deciding what inside of me really needs to deeply change in order for me to become the kind of person that not only uses the right information and the right strategy to get what I want in life, in my business, in my money, in my wealth, and my purpose. What is that information specifically for me? And then how can I actually internalize it so that I can make it a reality?
So does that involve some kind of self-reflection, listening to your heart, listening to your intuitive self?
And then also being able to work with someone. I'm a real proponent for hiring professionals to help you go through this process, because we cannot see the things we can't see, right? There's, in fact, the way that our minds are designed, we have a conscious mind, a subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind really controls 95% of what's going on. And our minds are built that way because we would not be able to function in our really complex reality. And so that's why I'm a really big proponent of working with someone that you not only trust, but that is actually a professional in the areas that you want to change and where you want to go, so that they can help you see what's going on inside of you that you are not able to see just because of there's just so much going on with us. So yes, it's about, and there is a lot of time that you have to spend in self-reflection to be able to come up with those conclusions and draw that information out of yourself so that you can then actually bring to the table when you're working with a professional. And so those are two very powerful components on how you can show up for yourself to actually make the changes that you want the most.
I see. Okay, interesting. So can you describe to us the emotional curve that we have to go through when we start putting these things into practice?
Yeah. So you can actually, and all of our listeners here, you can look on the internet and just Google the emotional curve in terms of the stock market. It's the same way, really, and we're all going through this, and we go through this in certain, when things happen in our lives, is that everything, you can start off at the top of the curve, and everything seems optimistic and bright. So that could be related to, like, when you finally make your decision, okay, I'm going to make this change in my life, right? It's like New Year's Day, you're excited, you're ready to go, the optimism is really high. You're happy, you have the energy, and then you start taking action. So you're at the top of the curve when you make the decision and start taking action. And then what happens with most people is usually by mid-February, they've ditched their New Year's resolutions and they're back down. And so we ride the bottom of the curve, because what happens then we hit a lot of resistance. It's internal resistance. It's time that's setting in. It's facing the different challenges that you didn't know were going to be on the other side when you decided to make the decision and change your actions. And so emotionally, if you don't have a certain kind of mental strength, if you're not building your mental musculature, shall we say, then when you start to see those cycles and starting to fall down the bottom of the curve, like, this is getting hard, I've been putting a lot of time in, I'm not really getting the results that I was thinking, I'm getting some but not enough, whatever it is that's going on, that's where the majority of the people, they start to go all the way down, and then that's when people bail out. And you can see that in the stock market, is when we start taking a nosedive, then people start selling out. And the last that I checked, Wolf, the last that I checked, is the only people that get hurt on a roller coaster are the ones that fall off and decide to jump off when it's still going. And so this is where we have to have that mental strength to be able to ride it out and see that, okay, this wave is coming. And people who suffer from bipolar and depression, they're aware of this. Hopefully, if they've been working with professionals, they're aware of how this goes. And so we get down to the very bottom, and that's when the depression sets in and the sadness and maybe even denial. But then it'll start to come back up again. And
yeah,
so we go
I
through
like
these
to,
cycles.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Because I like to sometimes use the analogy of like a plant, a flower that's on the ground. It's just a seed, and it starts to sprout. And you know, and just when you give up, just when it's when you think, oh, it will never come through the ground, it will never rise. That's when it happens, and that's kind of like where we need to stick it out, because it might be just around the corner, that door that needs to open for you to take that next step and to get that next job, project, or money coming in, maybe just around the corner. And the funny thing is, most people just give up right before that.
Exactly. And we see it all the time.
And so what are some of the action steps our listeners can take today for them to reach what they're looking for, and if they're looking for that help?
Yeah. So the first thing is, what you need to do is you need to make a commitment to yourself, right? And because if you're in the stage where you're gathering information, that's great. So Go listen to more podcasts. Go do more Google searches. Go read the books. That's fine. But there comes a point where you have to look around at your life and decide what's not working and make the decision that you're going to figure out how to change it. And once you believe that that's possible for you, then that is when you can get focused and you can start creating that awareness around what needs to be changed. How do I want to be? So there's a really specific process that I go through with my clients when we look at what's going on in their life, and then we reverse it to, okay, how do you want things to be? And then this is where it really gets fun and unique and creative, because then you get to decide, well, what do I need to believe? What kind of person do I need to believe in order to get there? Because oftentimes we'll make a goal. We'll say, okay, well, you know, my business isn't working out and I want to be successful. But the distance between where you're at right now and where you want to be can feel really murky for people and very confusing. And so I go through a process with my clients, yeah, and I say, okay, well, who do you need to be? What kind of person do you need to be in order to get to your goal? What do you need to change inside of yourself? And so that really helps them break it down into pieces instead of just trying to jump from one mountaintop to the next mountaintop.
Right, because the distance is so far, and in our initial mind, of course, unattainable. But if you set, you know, monthly goals, quarterly goals, and yearly goals, it's something that can feel much more digestible, something like, okay, I can tackle that. I can do 5 more phone calls a day, or plan a couple more meetings, or whatever it might be you need to do in order to take that first step and then that second step, right?
Exactly. And then ask yourself, well, why am I not making those phone calls? Because I'm afraid that they're going to reject me. Okay, well, what do you need to believe about yourself in order to deal with rejection? You know, that I'm doing the best that I can, that I,
right.
it's not, you know, so it goes more and more layers. And that's why working with a professional can help you see that the reason why you hold yourself back in the first place is because of a fear, a very specific fear that is going on inside of you that you actually probably made up in your mind and you've been believing for many, many years, and you can just fix it. And so just, you can fix it in 5 minutes, literally. You can be done with it and keep moving forward.
Yeah, amazing. Because it's interesting that, you know, we have so much control when we're really paying attention and utilizing our mind to the fullest. So people can reach you at millionairemoneychat.com. Is that the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yes. So if you go there, what's going to happen is you'll land on a page on my site. And this is if you want to talk to me and get a specific customized plan for you to be able to surpass your money, you know, get rid of your money blocks and reach your next money goal and create that financial sovereignty for yourself. So you can go on that page and you can look and see, okay, in the call, we're going to do some very specific things and we're going to map out a plan for you. And then you can decide if working with me makes sense, or you can go ahead and you can just take the plan and implement it on your own. But it does need to be, you need to be in the mindset now that you want to do something and you want to move forward in order for it to make sense for us to have the talk. Otherwise, we'll just go around in circles probably will walk away more confused. So that's my booking page, millionairemoneychat.com, to take the conversation and keep going.
All right. Very good, Angela. Thank you so much for your insight, advice, and help today. Definitely needed, especially at this current time. Doesn't mean that we have to, stay in a mediocre level. I mean, even though you might be in a difficult position financially, you know, to open up your millionaire mindset is definitely advisable, I think, at any time, as we discussed earlier. So again, Angela, thank you so much for your time, and wish you a wonderful day. Stay healthy.
Thank you.